came back from a lonely trip along the Milky Way. Stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. Better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making his list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're away. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Millions of stockings to fill on Christmas Day. You'd better write your letters now and mail it right away, because he's getting ready, his reindeers and his sleigh. You better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Making his list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty or nice. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're away. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake.
Well, hello, it is Coffee Tea, Mama D, and this is Mama D, coming to you from CKMS FM 100.3 Radio Waterloo. And that was Santa Claus is Coming to Town, off of the latest Putameo, which is Christmas in the Hollands. Well, I have my usual mixed bag of weird, wacky, and odd things. So let's go. First, we'll have a couple of Christmases. Blue and white. The Mighty Echoes. Enjoy.
Blue, 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 blue.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. Be so blue, just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, when those blue memories start calling, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas white. But I'll have a blue Christmas. I'll have a blue Christmas. That's certain. And when those blue heartaches start hurting, You'll be doing all right with your Christmas white. But I'll have a blue Christmas. I'll have a blue Christmas. I'll have a blue Christmas. Whoa, yeah.
Well, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. Well, I am dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Well, I am dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops glisten and how children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Now I am dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write.
May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Okay. How many of you actually take the time to read some of the warning labels? Let me tell you. Danger. Avoid death. Warning wins top prize. No, really, you think? Okay, a label on a small tractor that warns danger, avoid death, has been chosen as the nation's most obvious warning label in MLAW's annual Wacky Warning Label Contest. The Wacky Warning Label Contest, now in its 11th year, is conducted by Michigan Lawsuit Abuse Watch, MLAW, to reveal how lawsuits and fear of lawsuits have driven the proliferation of common sense warnings on U.S. products. Grand prize receives $500 and a copy of the best-selling book based on MLAW's contest. Kevin Sove of Farmington Hills, Michigan, won the $500 grand prize for submitting his label to MLAW. Sove also wins a copy of the best-selling book, Remove Child Before Folding, the 101 Stupidest, Silliest, and Wackiest Warning Labels Ever, written by MLAW President Bob Dorigo Jones. And the tractor label and other warning labels were selected from a list of finalists by listeners of the Dick Pertin Show on Detroit radio station WOMCFM. Other winners? Don't follow this advice and you might just get the $250 second prize award. Will be split by Carrie Ann Greensburg in Pennsylvania for a label they found on a shirt. Do not iron while wearing shirt. Wow. Baby strollers have seats for a reason. Somebody from Lancaster, Massachusetts, for a label on a baby pouch that warns, do not put child in bag. Or if you're opening bills, you might want to put a manufacturer label. Manufacturer of letter openers recommends this. Caution, safety goggles recommended. Oh, how many of us have thought of this trick? Another honorable mention. The vanishing fabric marker should not be used as a pen for any legal documents. Okay, remember folks, somehow, somewhere, someone has tried this. Behind these silly labels is a serious public concern. America's out of whack civil justice. Predatory lawyers know they can file ridiculous lawsuits against innocent producers and blackmail them into cash settlements, even in cases in which a user has ignored common sense, said Dorigo Jones. The real issue is not the obvious warning labels, the billions of dollars in litigation costs passed on to consumers, a kind of law tax that we all pay. That is why MLaw urges judges and policymakers to support civil justice reform. Remove child before folding. And folks, this is a recommendation off of a warning label for an umbrella baby stroller. Yeah. Remove child before folding is available at all bookstores and online at Amazon.com. Yeah. Some people are just so whacked. I do recall reading a warning label on a hearing aid use, and it recommended, do not put hearing aid in microwave to dry. People are forever leaving their hearing aids on and showering or getting a perm or whatever, and they recommend using a blow dryer on a low cool setting to dry out the inside of a hearing aid or a dry aid kit. And the odd person has felt that, well, if it takes about 10 minutes with a blow dryer on cool, maybe I can do it in a couple seconds in the microwave. Metal parts explode in microwaves. There you go. Anyway, what can I say? How about some more Mighty Echoes? Baby, please come home.
Pretty lights on a tree.
Okay, next up, here is something I can actually get behind. Sort of. Well, I can kind of get behind the pedestrian. Athens, Greece. A pedestrian has been charged with damaging property after walking over a car that was parked illegally on the sidewalk. On the sidewalk in Greece's congested capital. I could not get past the vehicle, a four-wheel drive, which has been parked right on the pavement. So I get angry and I just walk over it, slightly denting its hood, said Tassos Poulesis, told state television Tuesday. Greeks are notoriously unruly drivers, leaving their cars on sidewalks, wheelchair ramps, and even hospital entrances. The owner of the vehicle in Athens' Exarchia neighborhood saw him and called police, who arrested Palacios and his girlfriend and briefly detained them in a police cell. Now, I will be tried for property damage, but police did not even bother giving the car owner a parking ticket, Palacios said. Wow. Okay, so... what can I say? This drivers and pedestrians and so many things have just gotten so out of whack. And I agree with these wacky people on the civil justice end of this. Because somewhere we have lost our common sense. And somehow, somewhere, we have allowed... I don't even know if allowed or what. We've decided that our stupidity is somebody else's fault. Well, to all of you village idiots out there, like the village idiot that ran in front of two cars on Lancaster Street, kitty corner from this house, which had one of those funny angled streets. Lancaster goes straight and this street angles off, not at 90 degrees, but at kind of 45. Anyway, this kid comes running out of this house across the road in front of Rob and I, in front of somebody else, and just goes tearing off. A village idiot that probably deserves to be hit. The unfortunate part is it will somehow be the driver's fault. And the driver will be scarred for life from having hit a child that's just stupid. So if you are raising the village idiot, keep him on a leash. Anyway, next up, Electra Women's Choir. Tomorrow shall be my dancing day, and Coventry Carol.
Oh, my love, oh, my love, oh, my love.
Okay. Next up, from Rome. We're really scouring the globe on this. Thank God it's not Friday. Are you ready? Are you sitting down? Okay, take a sip of your tea or coffee now and swallow. Okay, here we go. An Italian court has ruled that a couple could not name their son Friday and ordered that he instead be called Gregory after the saint whose feast day he was born on. I think it's ridiculous that they even opened a case about it, the family's lawyer, Paola Rossi, told Reuters by phone from the northern city of Genoa. Friday, or Gregory Germano, was born in Genoa 15 months ago. The parents registered him as Friday in the city hall, and a priest even baptized him as Friday. Unusual in Italy, since many priests insist that first names be of Christian origin. We named him Friday because we liked the sound of the name. Even if it would have been a girl, we would have named her Friday, the boy's mother, Mara Germano told Reuters. When the boy was about 5 months old, a city hall clerk brought the odd name to the attention of a tribunal, which informed the couple of an administrative norm which bars parents from giving ridiculous or shameful first names to children. The tribunal said it was protecting the child from being the butt of jokes, and adding that it believed the name would hinder him from developing serene interpersonal relationships. The Germano family appealed but lost their case this month, and the story was carried on the front page of a national newspaper. When ordered to change the name, the parents refused, and the court ruled that the boy would be legally registered as Gregory because he was born on that saint's feast day. I really doubt this would have happened to the child of parents who are rich and famous. Apple. The boy's mother told Reuters, recalling that some famous Italians had given their children unorthodox names, such as Ocean and Chanel. The appeals court ruled against Friday because it recalled the servile savage in Daniel Defoe's novel Robinson Crusoe, and because superstitious Italians consider Friday an unlucky day. I'm livid about this, the boy's mother said. A court should not waste its time with things like this when there is so much more to worry about. My son was born Friday, baptized Friday. We will call himself Friday, and we will call him Friday. But when he gets older, he will have to sign his name Gregory, she said. Okay. Mama D's going to weigh in on this because she just can't help herself. Okay. Apple. Moon Unit. Dweezil. Dwayne. Parents all over the world call their children horribly stupid names. It is their right, and as the child grows older, they have the right to legally change their name, should they choose. It is the parents' right to choose the name for their child. Rob and I named our cats. One of them is named Joe, a Canadian, and the other one is named Gimli, or as I like to refer to him, Hellboy. That's because he won't stay out of my Christmas tree. Anyway, I'm not bitter, merely intense about this. He also won't stay off my kitchen table. And he's quite determined. He's really defined. No, that's not where I'm going with this. Not that Rob and I are literally parents, although having a cat is like permanently having a two-year-old. But do you know what I mean? The elder names the younger. It's the way that it's always been. People have numbered their children 1, 2, 3. And you know what? I don't disagree. I think of some famous Tuesday Weld, and you know, from the Addams Family, Wednesday. What's so wrong with naming your child Friday? I mean, come on, people. And taking it to court. There is too much government in people's lives. There is too much government in people's lives. Yes, they mess up. It's the nature of people. But you know what? The problem is we've stopped accepting our own responsibility in some of these things that we do when we do something stupid and screw up. We cannot say, oh, that's really dumb. You know what? We've really got to get over this. We've really got to get over expecting someone else to take care of us. And part of the problem, I can't decide if it's a chicken before the egg kind of thing, is our problem that we don't take responsibility for anything? Or is our problem that there's too much government in our life? Or is our problem that there's too much government in our life and therefore we don't take responsibility for anything? I don't know. That's something for more intelligent people than myself to decide. But I personally, very personally, do believe that we really need to get over this, and we need to start accepting our own responsibility in things, because oy vey, people. Anyway, Mary, did you know? Christine Evans. Yeah, no, no.
Sons and daughters.
And last, but certainly not least, Mama Dee saves the best for last. Or Mama Dee saves sex, or in this case, sexual assault for last. Okay. Danbury, Connecticut. The woman who sat on Santa's lap was naughty. Not nice. Police say a woman has been charged with sexual assault after a Santa at the Danbury Fair Mall complained the woman groped him. The security officer at the mall said Santa Claus has been sexually assaulted. Police detective Lieutenant Thomas Michael said of the weekend complaint. Sandrama Lamy, 33, of Danbury, was charged with sexual assault and breach of peace. She was released on a promise to appear in court January 3rd. Police quickly found and identified Lamy because the suspect was described as being on crutches, said Captain Bob Miles. A call seeking comment from Lamy was answered by a recording Tuesday morning. A woman later called back and said, "It's a false report and I don't have any idea." Police did not give the name of the disconcerted Santa, but they said he was 65 and felt badly because children were waiting to see him. "He was apparently shocked and embarrassed by the whole incident," Miles said. A man who teaches hundreds of prospective Santas each year, Santa Tim Connigan, president of RealSantas.com, said he's never heard of a similar incident, although it's not unusual for adults to want to pose with Santa. "I've had some very nice ladies on my lap," said Connigan, who did not train the Danbury Fair Santa. "Once in a while they'll say, 'I hope Mrs. Claus isn't going to be upset.' You have to be discreet and kind and say, 'Oh no, she'll be okay. You can sit here, but only for one photo.'" Wow, I don't even know what to say about this. On so many levels. Ladies, I know that a man in a red suit with a big full beard is just incredibly yummy. But control yourselves, especially if you happen to be in and amongst children. And Santa, I don't know what to say. I'm just not going to say anything. Ladies, control your hormones. Up next, Biff Naked. "I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus." And then some.
"Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. Well, she didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a heartbeat. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom, half asleep. There.
Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had all
Well, folks, that is it for Mama D. I shall say to you, Ciao, Bella. And I will be here next Wednesday, live for your listening pleasure once again. Yes, I will be here. And it's going to be a slightly expanded Coffee, Tea, and Mama D on Wednesday. Because something's not going to be up. So I'll come up with something. Anyway, you have a wonderful, superb, spectacular Christmas. Every single last one of you. Enjoy. Eat the food you want to eat. Drink the drinks you want to drink. And next week, maybe I will have come up with some recipes for those of you who are, like myself, pre-diabetic. I'm going to try and make Bailey's Irish Cream from scratch with Splenda. I'll tell you about it next week. Okay? So ciao, Bella.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
What fun it is to laugh
and sing Sling Song tonight.
Oh, holy night, the stars were brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul fell. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise. So this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear.
So this is Christmas.
War is over.
We can fall
if
strong
if you want.
For rich
it.
And for
war
poor.
War is over.
The road is so
now.
Long. So happy Christmas.
War is over.
For black and for
if
white.
The
yellow. Let's
one.
Hope it's a good one
without any
without
fear.
Any fear. So this is Christmas.
Ooh.
And what have we
Ooh.
Done? Another year
Ooh.
Over, a new one begun.
Ooh.
So happy. happy Christmas.
War is over.
We hope you have
if
fun.
You're
near and your dear ones. You're old and you're young.
Merry Christmas.
Merry, merry, merry Christmas.
And a happy new year.
And a happy, happy new year.
Let's hope it's
Let's
a good
Let's all
one.
Have a good one.
Without any a good one.
Let's all have a good one
without any fear.
Let's hope it's a good one.